Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Okay, so a couple of updates, right? A couple of updates on the Memphis football coaching search and what's going on around the Memphis football coaching search. South Florida's got their man, Brian Hartline. Remember him? Former NFL receiver.
Former Ohio State receiver, yes, yeah. Before the NFL. He was a tough one, always was.
Absolutely, John. Absolutely. He was in the mix for Penn State. Penn State is disappointed right now that they don't have him. And I think that could probably speak to the expectations at Penn State.
Man, what candidate are they down to?
I mean,
double digits now?
They may have to call Dan Mullen. I mean, because what are they going to do? I mean, it's really a question. For them right now, because Brian Hartline, again, with his Big Ten connections, he was thought to be, you know, the leader in the clubhouse at various points. And obviously he said, you know what, I like the situation in South Florida a little bit better, because you know what, nobody wants their job to come down to one game. They just don't. They don't want their job performance to be measured by, did I beat Ohio State this year? And I understand that completely, because you know what, it's really hard to beat Ohio State, as everybody knows, and as everybody is finding out. Their freshman quarterback may win the Heisman. Pretty sickening. So Brian Hartline takes the South Florida job, brings that Ohio State pedigree. He's been there since 2017. Again, former NFL wideout for about 6 years, former Dolphin and Cleveland Brown. So he brings in NFL juice. I like it. Neil Brown hired at North Texas. I don't like that one as much.
Mm.
Now, there's an argument to be made that Neil Brown's best years were at Troy, and that if he gets back to that level, he will be just fine. You know, he was a guy that you would hear his name come up for every big job in like 2017. Like, he was like the hot guy that everybody, you know, threw his name out for. Ended up taking the West Virginia job and was bad and got fired after, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he was a 10 plus game winner at Troy before he took that leap to West Virginia, and nobody's exactly crushed it there since. So maybe he will return to the group of five ranks and be just as good as he was back in the day with Troy. I do not know. But I like the Brian Hartline idea better than I do like the Neil, because Neil Brown feels like a retread to me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that is. You know, we talk about that, like, who would Memphis go for? They mm-hmm. want the Brian Hartlines of the world, or do they want to go with the Neil Browns of the world? You know, I like the Hartline approach for South Florida. So that's two. In the American, North Texas got Neil Brown, Brian Hartline of South Florida. We're still waiting on Tulane. Not sure what they will do. Haven't seen a ton of names for them. I think Blake Baker from LSU interviewed, the DC from LSU.
Mm-hmm.
So they could go that route as well. And Memphis. Your Memphis Tigers.
Yeah, stop right there. Let me ask you, can I ask you to do something for us?
Sure.
You know, you sort of set us up, and maybe it's something we can do daily until this thing's done. Hopefully it'll be done soon. But in terms of the Kalshi predictions right now.
Brother, you're reading my mind. It's like you're in there.
Have they changed?
Put the Diddy in there, and now you want me to go to Kalshi.
Shh. Diddy was shh. Have they changed since yesterday? Let's set a baseline here.
So, yes. And I need to preface this. I don't want to oversell this. But there is a new name at the top. because someone has bet on this person most recently. How much? I don't know if it's a lot. I don't know if it's a little. I have no idea.
Okay.
But this person has gone from a 6% chance to get the job to a 98% chance to get the job.
A new name.
Wow.
And again, I want to preface this by saying that it could just be one bet.
It's
nobody
one bet.
Knows.
It could
like,
just be one bet. But it's a new name.
But it is a name that the forecasts are based on how much Yes recently traded for. And the name is Jason Candle from Toledo. Now, Jason Candle, and again, I'm not saying that he's the favorite. I'm not saying that this is going to be the way it goes. But he, if you go to Cauchy right now, he has a 98% chance of being the next permanent Memphis football coach. The problem with Jason Candle is that people have compared him to a Silverfield at Toledo. Now, he has individually, I would say, probably done better, a little better than Silverfield, in that he won MAC Coach of the Year twice in 2017 and 2023, and he won the MAC in 2017 and 2022. But I think the idea with Jason Candle is that at Toledo, in that league, you know, you have resources that stack up pretty well. And he has underachieved the last 2 years. 4-4 in 2024.
Yeah.
6-2 this year. Didn't win it. Hasn't won it since 2023. You know, again, I don't want to go overboard with Jason Candle because on
Let's
the surface,
not.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense. He has been a Toledo lifer, practically. He's been there since 2009. And I don't really know. Like, it's one thing to have ties to Memphis or whatever, but like this one just feels completely random.
Yeah.
I said I'd be open to anything, and he is a head coach. He is a sitting head coach, but I think this is more like he's kind of worn his welcome out a little bit at Toledo. Like he's been there as a head coach since 2015. I don't want to say his best days are behind him, but again, the last 2 years, 8-5, 4-4 in the league.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
8-4, 6-2, a little bit better, but. It looks to me like he's had truly two good years at Toledo since he's been there, 2017 and 2023, which is when he won MAC Coach of the Year, and that's really about it. I can't say this would be my first, second, third, fourth, maybe even fifth choice if this is the way it goes. And again, you asked, he's sitting there at 98% right now at Cauchy if you go to that market.
Give me the rest of it.
Jerry Mack is still second, 49% chance. Again, so this is not all equal and equitable, right? So that's the part. It is a market, and that's why I don't want to go overboard with saying that Jason Candle is going to be the favorite. Let's see by the end of the show how this settles up, right? Because at one point yesterday, Jerry Mack and Charles Huff were like neck and neck at like 96% to 98%,
mm-hmm.
right? Like a lot of people were betting on those two. But it's Jerry Mack second, Charles Huff third, then Dan Mullen sitting there at fourth at 21%. So Hugh Freeze, 7%. Looks like somebody bet on Hugh Freeze. Somebody took a little stab at it, which I would say not happening, but.
Well, let's just set Dan on the side because it feels like that's not going to happen. You bring up a good point about Penn State.
I mean, they got to hire somebody.
What should they do at this point? When you're down to like pick number 10 or 11, everybody's going to look at it as settling. At least Dan's done something. He's you know, won big at Mississippi State, at Florida. I mean, for a time before they ran him. I mean, I don't know. What do you do? Is there a better option for them at this point?
So Brian Daboll is the favorite at Cauchy.
That's interesting. You see who Roethlisberger said for it? It's made headlines.
Whoa.
Said Tomlin should step over there. Said he would kill it.
Ooh.
I don't know if y'all have noticed.
He would.
But there are a ton. Even before Roethlisberger's, I think it was on his podcast or something. But even before that, everybody is talking about something we had been discussing for a couple of years now. Is it just time for Mike Tomlin to move on from Pittsburgh? That's come up a bunch here in this last week or two. Not to get too far off topic, but Roethlisberger suggested Tomlin. They're right about it over at ESPN. Everything else, I don't know if Tomlin's trying to get himself in there. He once laughed off a question about being a college coach, didn't he, John?
Yeah, he said
about,
he would. He said
about the donors.
Don't ever ask me about coaching in college football. That's why he would not be good.
He dismissed it again as he dismissed it in a way that it was almost like it was disrespectful. You know,
yes.
Like no, I wouldn't consider that.
Yes.
So again, but it's made some headlines, And so, but yeah, back to it. I'm still taking Dan Mullen off the table. We know that's a Brad and I love it. We think it'd be a home run. I think John was even on board for a time there yesterday. But it's going to cost money.
He said, so the quote about it was, hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That will be the last time I address it, not only today but moving forward. Never say never, but never, okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
I mean, Penn State got a lot of money.
They do, but, man.
And I know, and you tell me, is he walking into an what's opening? He'd have to know already, right? He'd have to know already.
I don't think the NFL would hire him. I just don't.
Tomlin?
Maybe.
But no, he's walking to his next job. All the analysts are saying that he can pick his next one, whatever's open.
In the NFL?
They're saying he could still be hot like that. At least the old guys, the Rex
Maybe
Ryans.
Maybe I'm jaded, but.
Yeah, I know. But the point is, I mean, the guy still never had a losing season.
That's
there,
true.
Right?
You're right.
He hasn't won a playoff game in Pittsburgh. The voice is tired.
Right.
He has never been able to put together the quarterback situation post-Roethlisberger.
Right.
We're getting off into a Tomlin conversation. But the point is, if you get him somewhere where the quarterback's already there.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
That would be the selling point for a team that's already got that settled.
You know what? That's actually a good call because that's really the area where he has failed.
He's failed.
Pittsburgh.
He's a defensive guy.
Right, exactly.
And he had a Hall of Famer in there, Roethlisberger. He hadn't fixed it since.
Mike Tomlin to the Titans.
Mike Tomlin, Penn State. It's time to get out. No, I think he's going to stay in the NFL. That'd be a point. So, Dan, take him off the board for Memphis, whatever. Penn State, too much here, whatever. I love what USF did.
I think
this is what I said, we all said, should be the route for Memphis. You start at the top. You start with the CFP teams. And you see which one of those coordinators. We talked about Will Stein. Well, he was good enough to get a head job, Kentucky. You know, in this case, Hartline is looking at USF as the same thing we've said is the opportunity at Memphis. And whether you want to call those two equal or not, Dan Wolken said that Memphis is the best. The Athletics saying that USF had the highest in terms of roster, paid roster, between $8 and $10 million. They've got the most investment with Memphis at Tulane right behind. Point is, it's the same opportunity. Look at what Ryan Silverfield just got. He's in the SEC, never made an American title game. That's the point. And so why wouldn't a hot OC, Hartline in this case, looks at South Florida? And that's a smart approach. It should be the same approach for Memphis. I can't lie. I'm a little bit disappointed that we haven't struck already. Now, maybe that's because, I don't know, maybe Memphis is zeroed in on its guy. It's waiting for him to finish out the week. You know, maybe there's some of that going on, but
yeah, I mean, I think
I USF, if you consider them your peer now, and you should because of what they're investing, well, they did great as far as I'm concerned. They got the next hot OC. I mean, they did it with Golish or whatever else. Yeah, I'd argue this one probably might be better for them. And so, yeah, let's see what it is. Let's get to it.
I do think that the longer that it goes, the more it feels like Jerry Mack.
Because he has to win his conference championship Friday night. Right, we're waiting.
If we get through today and then tomorrow and then Friday, that's what I'm getting at. It feels like they have zero
identified their man.
Because if it's not Jerry Mack, they could, you know, I think we'd be hearing names.
I'm telling you this.
I could be wrong, but.
I like Jerry Mack a lot better than I like Jason Candle. Is that my man's name?
Yes, yeah, Jason
Toledo Candle. Coach.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the new name on Cal Sheet.
And then I also worry a little bit too, and this is just my speculation, but because Kennesaw State is bowl eligible, I also worry that he would want to coach them.
Would set you further back. Tell me about their QB.
So they have two. They have two quarterbacks at Kennesaw State.
Which one do we want?
Well,
both.
You'd like,
yeah, either way. I mean, I'm just...
There's Dexter Williams, who I believe is a senior. I think he's done after this year.
Tell me about the one you're talking about on Jeff this morning.
But Amari Odom is the one that you are thinking of.
I heard.
And Amari Odom, I think he got hurt at one point this year, and so they were, you know, he didn't play every single game this year. But this kid is a sophomore from Englewood, and he is an absolute stud. 2,139 yards, 17 touchdowns to six picks. For example, against Missouri State, 387 yards, five touchdowns, no picks. Now, this is a USA competition, so, you know, we're limited in terms of what we can see against. But, I mean, how much worse could it be than the American with a bunch of new coaches, right? I don't think it could be that big of a step down.
Right.
He was 10 of 16 for 176 yards against Indiana. You know, on the road, that ain't bad.
No, I'll take that.
That ain't bad for Kennesaw State.
No, I love this angle.
So you bring him.
Mac.
You know, I mean, that's a guy who you could say, you know, maybe for 2 years. And
here's the other thing, just to what we were talking about. If we're going to have to wait for him to get done, I want that guy that's already got at least the QB set up. It's the key piece.
Yes.
And so if you're bringing that QB,
yes.
Okay, play through your conference championship. I'm a little bit more willing to be behind signing first day early signing period today.
Yep.
You're trying to, you know, Reggie, God bless him, is trying to hold it together over there as the interim.
Because Charles Huff, for example, his quarterback is a senior. He's leaving. He can't bring him.
What about my man Candle? It just occurred to me. He got anything?
I don't know. Like
he must not have done anything this past year, or at least not. What did they go, 6-2?
They were 8-4 in the year, and then 6-2, and they finished tied for second.
He might have been. I was just curious because that I think now becomes a part of it.
Tucker Gleason. I believe maybe that name sounds familiar. Was he a Troyer? No, he's been there. He's been at Toledo, but he's done. It's a new start for him too.
We said if you're getting head coach, we want players.
Yeah,
I mean, including if we can get it, the premier spot, the quarterback spot.
Exactly.
And I think that's what makes
it's unlikely. It feels like to me that you're going to keep Antoine Hill and Arrington Maiden.
Oh yeah, I mean, what are they getting? You think they're committed to the Tiger?
AJ Hill was out on Silverfield. You know, based on what the dad was tweeting, so it was.
And I figure, yeah, he might take one with him to go be insurance.
Yeah,
maybe Arrington.
I think Taylor may have one more year there, but
It's,
you still take it. You still have to bring a quarterback. You know, I mean, there's no doubt.
And
he'll
find somebody. I mean, he's got all kind of money now compared to what he had.
Exactly. So I do think that gives. I mean, it's like, you know, I, again, I'm not trying to compare Jerry Mack to any, you know, a high school coach or anything like that, but like. If you're a parent of a kid and you're saying I'll give you my kid, but you have to hire me, you know that's worked, right? I mean, we know that it's worked, and I think it's a powerful thing. It's like I can bring to you a 6'4", 205-pound quarterback who has over 2,000 yards, who had a 63% completion percentage against Indiana. That's number two in the country. I mean, it's really compelling.
That's better than Caleb Williams.
Yeah, it's a compelling case. I think
completion percentage wise,
you know, and quite frankly, I mean, he's coming off of a 4-touchdown game against Liberty, 5-touchdown game against Missouri State. I mean, he did have a bad game at Jacksonville State where he threw 3 picks, but again, like that's fine. This kid's a gamer.
Could have been some drops in there as well.
And then he's also like, I don't want to leave this out. He's got 7 touchdowns on the ground, you know, so he's a dual threat quarterback. He's rushed it 97 times this year. So I do think that is a big feather in Jerry Mack's cap.
I do too.
It's like, yo, I got Amari Odom. Y'all want him? Y'all, you know, go watch
him. And I'm
more
willing to wait for this to be announced, him to get done, if he's bringing me a QB. That's where I'm at. Again, y'all told me I got to close the door on Dan Mullen and my dream.
I mean, because think about it, though.
My dream.
You could say right now, I'm just projecting this out, right?
Please do.
If Memphis hires Jerry Mack and he brings a returning starter at quarterback into the American, Memphis arguably is the favorite in the American next year.
Yeah.
I mean, just because they have that big of an advantage.
Because is Heartline going to bring a quarterback from Ohio State? No.
No,
that
it's not.
Quarterback is probably highly rated and committed to Ohio State.
That's right. That's right.
He's not bringing one to USF. Now, again, that doesn't necessarily mean
one.
He won't get one that's better. But point, that's why we like Jerry Mack.
I mean, I think there's a lot to like it. Like, people keep tweeting me, and they're like, no on Mack. No on Huff.
Okay, well, somebody's going to say no about everybody.
Right. Who do you guys think you're going to get here?
He checks a lot of boxes again.
Memphis has come a long way, but they're not getting, you know.
Well, don't say it, John. You're about to tell me, Dan.
I don't even say that. They might get Dan Mullen. I don't know. I mean, they have to pay a lot. That seems more like a.
We were ready to pay to get in the Big 12. I don't understand it. It shouldn't be a money issue.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I think when you start getting into, and I'm not saying that Dan Mullen can't be realistic. I don't put him in the category of, because you even get pushback on him. No,
walking and think he's sort of, his best days are behind him. He's done working hard. And if that is the case, as we've said, I want to clarify, if that's the Dan Mullen you're getting, no, we don't want him.
This is just what happens. Like, fan bases are never, ever, ever happy with the hire in the beginning, it feels like, because they always get their sights set on this candidate that's not necessarily realistic.
Well, there's a couple, and Jeff was talking about it. It is interesting conversation. Kiffin at LSU. This go around.
But he was the top guy.
And then Franklin. Virginia Tech is happy,
that
right?
That is true.
Because you were there, and they were saying,
yes. In both those cases, that was the guy they wanted,
right?
That was the top guy of the search,
right?
I mean, Kiffin was the top guy of the whole carousel.
Overall.
So any fan base that gets of him course, is going to be happy, right. You know.
No, his point was more so everybody's right. usually.
And let's be honest.
There's nobody's going to light it up. Now, I was pushing back as I was listening, y'all. Like, Dan would do that. He doesn't think so. I think Dan would light it up here.
In a way,
we're not comparing to James, frankly, what they're doing. But, it's lit up here if Dan, because there's enough of a familiarity with his work in these parts.
I mean,
we were talking about season tickets. I don't think, we might have been joking a little bit, but that spirit would be there.
I agree with that.
It'd have been a bump.
There is.
That one would have.
I agree with that.
You'd have had to pay a premium for it.
Yes, you would have.
But I'm all down with Jerry Mack if he's bringing me a QB, and John tells me he's bringing me a pretty good QB.
I think that would have to
this
be
is how
sell.
We do it.
I think that would, if Jerry Mack can't promise that Amari Odom is coming, I think it takes some shine off of that.
Here's a key.
Let me say that as well on the other side. If you can't guarantee that he's following you to Memphis, then, you know, we would have to kind of come back to the table and maybe reconsider some things. Like, whoever brings me the best players gets the job. That's where I'm at with it.
Usually I wouldn't do this. Y'all not going to believe I'm going to do this. But it turned out the man was right. Remember how Brad said it should all come down to one game for Ryan?
Yeah.
Should it all come down to one game for Jerry Mack?
The CUSA championship game?
Do we need to win it?
Friday night at 6 o'clock?
Do we need to win it? To give him this job.
I won't say they need to win it, but man, if they lost it would be a... I mean, they're favored. They're 2.5-point favors.
Well, that's even more reason than we got to win it. You tell me about this great quarterback.
What it does is it would give you a lot of wind in the sail with that hire. If he wins the Conference USA Championship.
Much more than it would if he lost.
Agreed.
You have to do a little bit more selling. Just a little, maybe a little bit, but some.
But I mean, Jerry Mack has done in his conference what Ryan Summerfield could not in his.
I understand that.
So, you know, you have that. But yes, I don't want to say, Jerry, you have to win that game because I don't know enough about, I assume Kennesaw State would have never even dreamed about being in this game before the season started, right?
Right.
I mean, I think that's the other part of it. But they're favored, and if you bring him in off of a Conference USA Championship.
Oh, I need him to throw for 300.
And Amari Odom goes off.
You want this money and this opportunity.
Yeah.
Because this is a step. You right in front of the SEC here.
This is the biggest Group of Five job in the world.
Better than South Florida. Dan Walken thinks so.
Dan Walken covers college football for Yahoo Sports.
He says it.
Nobody's disputed it.
Now, that's what you say about it. Let's go to the man who we laughed at when he said it, but proved to be correct in the sense that we shouldn't have given it to him.
In the end.
A man who around here is the executive producer on the ones and twos. He's also the boss. Program director number one in the country and number one in your hearts. He is the man who said Memphis shouldn't make Ryan the full-time head coach. Remember, he's interim. If he lost to Penn State in the Cotton Bowl.
That's right.
We laughed. We said, what are you talking about bringing it down to one game? Huh?
As an interim.
We looked at him like he was crazy.
Yes.
Yep. Turns out, we should have listened. So, we go to that man.
Yep. So, I have a theory on this, and the theory is remarkable, about to be highly compensated employees and coaches have to perform remarkable things. That's where the Cotton Bowl thing came from. And this is an easier one. You got Jerry over here, right? All you got to do is knock out the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. All right? So, yeah, you got to win the game.
The Oracle spoke.
I agree with the premise. Remarkable, soon-to-be hammer-paid coaches like $2, $3 million. This is life-changing money for Mr. Mack. You got to go win that game.
Even though he was picked last in his conference before the season started.
Remarkable things all the way. You got to run through the tape, Jerry.
I would say he's already done something remarkable by being in the game.
That is very true, and we like that about Jerry. To your point, he's now favored.
He's favored.
He's moved to the front of the pack.
I think if he weren't favored, I'd think.
Here's my thing, though. Yeah. Here's my thing.
Ryan Summerfield was a massive underdog.
We held it against Ryan once he got to the front of the pack. What always happened to him? He disintegrated. That's when the antics came.
Right.
As a front runner, he struggled there. And so our man, Jerry Mack, has improved this team from a point, like you're saying. Incredible.
Right.
Now he's up ahead and he's the front runner. We need him to go on and finish, don't we?
It would be great. But see, Brad, I want to come back to you. You don't think by being picked 12th in the conference and having a chance to win it is remarkable? That's not remarkable to you? That's like taking a 12th rated radio show and putting it in the top two within 12 months.
We've done that.
I know, but I'm saying, do we have to be number one or else it's a failure? If I'm number two, when I took
I don't think that's a fair comp. I'm just talking about Jerry here, because Jerry's going to get paid a lot of money to try to beat teams like Jacksonville State, and in this case, got to run through the tape.
I mean,
do something more remarkable.
Eventually, he would need to do that, but in the first 12 months of the job, was that the
Ryan? Ryan could not handle success. Ryan could not handle winning big games and success. To run through all the way through the tape to get to the conference title game.
Where I think Brad is wrong is that he doesn't think what Jerry has done already is remarkable.
It's remarkable. I disagree with that. I think that's remarkable.
So you say they need to do remarkable things.
Yep.
And I contend to you, he's done it.
I agree, he has done that.
Regardless,
I want him to do it again.
Regardless of the outcome of the
championship. It's not enough. He needs to do more.
It's one game.
He needs to do one more.
It's 60 minutes.
That's what we said.
One more. That's what we said to Ryan.
It's one
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
You have the same spirit right now.
Right. And ultimately, Ryan did not do the job that we hoped he would do, but it was not because he didn't beat Penn State as a 21-point underdog or whatever it was. So would I be disappointed if Jerry Mack doesn't win the CUSA Cup? Of course, I'll be disappointed. But like, if he brings Amari Odom, I'll get over it.
I'm with you on that.
I think he's done this guy took over a team that was a nothing. They were 2-10 last year. They were 2-6 in the conference, and now they're playing for the conference.
I think it's one of the best things about him.
You know, these are the people that you want to hire, right? These are the people you want to hire. You take over a dead doormat. I mean, this guy is like Justin Fuente, right? He comes into Kennesaw State. It's dead. Nobody wants to be there. Boom, flips it. Now, is he going to do it all in one fell swoop in one year? I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
But he's already done it. He brought in a quarterback in Amari Odom. The guy's a baller.
I'm trusting you on Amari.
Yeah.
But he sounds like a baller.
I mean, he's got 9 touchdowns for your ass the last two games.
Well, listen, part of that was a bit. So I don't want you to get worked up.
I'm not worked up at all.
But I did want to mark and remember it, because history says Brad was right.
Well, I think.
And while it still might have been foolish, right? If we're logically speaking,
right.
To hold Ryan to one game.
Right. Where he was a 21-point underdog.
I'm just saying, man came out right.
In the end, yes.
He wants to see the Mac run through the tape.
He wants to see them, and that's a fair ask. That's a fair ask. Because here in the end, he's going to need to win conference championship games here.
Here.
But we're just okay if he gets there first, right?
Looks like he's got him set up pretty good, doesn't
he? Yes.
Now, Ryan had us set up pretty good. Man,
that's
got
right.
Seth Hennigan back for a fourth season, something we thought.
There we go.
The world. That's right. Pick number one in the conference.
Everything was stacked for you.
I don't want one of those guys, but Brad, to John's point,
Jerry Mack is the point I'm trying to make with the Conference USA Championship.
Was Jacksonville State loaded?
Jacksonville State was picked top three.
Damn, they underperformed.
Jerry over-delivered.
Jacksonville State overperformed by being in the Conference Championship game because they were picked third. And also...
Man, I hope you're right, John.
I mean, this—it's not me being right or wrong. It's just Kennesaw State was picked 12, and Jacksonville State was picked third,
Is Memphis is placing a bet then on Jerry based on their knowledge.
Anybody that they hire, they'd be placing a bet on.
But I'd bet on this dude who's going to South Florida before Jerry Mack.
And that's your opinion. I'm not saying that's a ridiculous opinion. I mean, who knows? Who we don't know.
One thing, Charles Huff crying today. Because it really seems like you're pushing Jerry Mack hard.
Well,
have you jumped off the Charles Huff train?
I'm fine with
He's
both.
Still your number one?
Or is
Jerry Mack now moved into the pole position?
Because
for
he's
you?
Bringing a quarterback, right?
Yes. So, and I was curious if you had.
Theoretically.
If he's not, then
I would go Charles Huff because he has a more extensive track record. He beat Notre Dame at Marshall. I'm in.
That's good.
That's a remarkable thing, right?
That's pretty damn remarkable.
Notre Dame's been awesome under
Marcus
Freeman.
Embarrassed Freeman.
That is remarkable.
It was a dark day for Freeman.
So I think Charles, I honestly think both are easy sells, to be honest with you, but I think the guy that brings the QB is the guy that I would give the nod to.
So whoever got the QB, and it looks like right now, Mac has the QB.
And by the way, Brian Hartline, we could look up in 5 years, and he could be better than Jerry Mack. You know, I mean, that's the part we really, truly don't know.
Well, I just think you were open
I'm
to that,
you,
too.
John.
That's what I
mean,
loved about the opportunity here. I think all those guys in the CFP would look at you as the same way. Some of them are special, like Will Stein. Some of them might have been like Hartline and looked at this as the same thing.
Well, clearly,
hopefully you zeroed in on your man.
Yes.
Because guys like Heartline, it feels like we're there and we're looking for opportunities like yours. That's what South Florida is.
That's right.
You are that. Dan would say you're better.
Yep. And let's be clear.
This guy better be good.
That's exactly right. There's no guarantee, bro.
I'm with you on that.
You're hiring the Kennesaw State coach. If that's the way it goes, you're hiring the Kennesaw State coach who has never had these kinds of resources, who has never been in this kind of
been
a league.
Good with what he's had.
I mean, has he maximized Kennesaw State? I think obviously he has.
Clearly.
But it's different now, right? You're stepping into a much deeper pool.
I wouldn't want to make this hire. Ed's got his hands full here now.
Look, I respect that opinion too. But you have to hire someone.
Some would want, because this is the hire that's going to define him, and someone wants this opportunity.
This is it. Right. It's a one-trick pony.
If he hits right, this can set him up for life.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, Laird got freaking Missouri out of here not doing much.
Facts.
Rubber stamping a Ryan Silverfield hire, basically, because everybody was telling him this is what you've got to do, and he was just coming in.
Yeah, you need to nail this. AD. Yeah. You got to nail this.
Anyway, we're late for Hurd.
Well, I do think that's the
love the passion.
That's the beauty of coaching searches is that
it's super fun.
We don't know. Yeah. Like, I mean, we think, like, I thought Shaka Smart, when he went to Texas, for example, was going to absolutely destroy it. I thought he would be so good at Texas. He was bringing energy, he's bringing all these things, and he flamed out. He absolutely flamed out. Like, he hasn't been good, or he wasn't good there, and he ended up having to take another job, you know, at Marquette.
Yeah, Memphis can't afford that.
No, and they can't. And they're not going to hire the Shaka Smart of college football.
This is you can't miss.
But
they could survive it. Texas could survive it and go on to the next one.
You know, everybody thought Charlie Strong was going to be great at Texas. Everybody thought, you know, we can go through all these examples of we were sure about things, and then they ended up not going the way we believed.
Well,
right?
You and I were sure about Silverfield. I'll continue to bring it up because we were.
Yeah. Even Sark is underperformed at Texas.
We thought it was the right move. It was the wrong move.
I mean, they're not going to make the playoff this year. That does count. That counts as when you have Arch Manning. So there's a lot that goes into a coaching search.
For real.
And the truth of the matter, the only thing that I think is really true is that nobody knows.
That's a fact. You're right.
Nobody knows.
I have no clue.
I remember when there was a prodigy. There was a prodigy who, back in the day, nobody expected it.
Mm.
But he popped the Justin Fuente news.
That's right.
Now.
John Martin.
Now.
That was a long time ago.
Now. That was eons ago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.